a word for you from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 and 3. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation, thou hast increased their joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. Yes, the coming of Jesus has been with great joy. I wonder if you have found that joy this Christmas season, whether the Lord Jesus Christ has in a fresh way revealed himself to you. The first part of this verse refers to those who were in great darkness and they have seen a light, and that was fulfilled by the Lord Jesus Christ completely. And now another sign that a person has received God's gift to man, God's greatest gift. What other gift is there? Even though you might have got gifts over the Christmas season, or maybe you didn't get anything, but you have the greatest gift, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And what does he do? He brings you joy. Yes, because he takes you out of your darkness. You see, sin causes darkness. And there is a guilt that brings about the darkness, the fear of death, the fear of being found out. But the Lord Jesus, and the main verse, which we'll get to later, is verse 6. We'll be looking at that in a few days' time. And that is, a son has been given to us. The child has been born. Even though this is after Christmas, we don't want to let Christmas go too quickly, because we need to dwell upon it even through the year, not just at Christmas time. And the gift that God gives makes you happy not just on the 25th of December, but right through the year. Even on Mondays, Jesus Christ brings joy. And here the expression of joy is that they have an increased joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in harvest. And as farmers know, the greatest joy is when they bring in the harvest, when it is unspoiled, the insects haven't got to it, it is a full harvest. And also, here's an expression, men rejoice when they divide the spoil. And the Lord Jesus Christ completely fulfilled that. Look at another prophecy, Isaiah 53, verse 12, where it says, therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, was numbered with the transgressors, yet he bore the sin of many. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ spoiled the devil's property. He bought you back, and you are his spoil, and he has defeated the one that had captured you in the past. Why don't you live for him and enjoy what God has given you?